Well, good morning, everybody. This is Sharon Stiles from Pearland, Texas. Our tag today is Because He Lives. And John 14:19 says, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Let's go to God in prayer. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to wake up. Lord God, with the activities of our limbs, Lord God, we were clothed and we were in our right minds. Oh, Father, you allowed us to receive the new mercies that you give us every day. And God, we thank you, Lord God, that because you live, we live. And as the songwriters say, we can face tomorrow, that we don't have to fear because you live. Because the greater that is in us lives on the inside of us. We don't have to fear because you said you would be with us always, even until the end of the earth. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you and we bless you. Because you live, God, all things are possible. We are more than conquerors. Because you live, Lord God, we can do all things through Christ. Oh, God, we thank you for this call, Lord God, that it is a call where we can all come and hear what you have to say to us each day, Monday through Friday. We thank you, Lord God, for the anointed women of God, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who had the vision to do this call and answered and obeyed. We thank you, Lord, for all of the ministers who come on this call every day and give us a rich rhema word from you every day. And we thank you, Lord God, for those of us who come just to hear. And not just to hear, but we have committed ourselves to do the word that we hear. We bless you, God, and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, amen and thank God. Hope, are you there? Hello?
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Minister Sharon, this is Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Good morning. Take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer and for the tagline, Because He Lives. Praise the Lord. We know because He lives, we can certainly face tomorrow. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. So thankful that you were got up to start your day off on this Monday, Thursday, here on the TMC call. Well, here on the Master's Call, it is all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and we have a mission statement. And that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a foundational scripture on which we at the Master's Call stand, and it can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We are just excited also that every year, at the beginning of the year, January 1st, we always have a theme. That God blesses Dr. Vanessa to give to us. And that theme is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations are being fulfilled and seen. Praise the Lord. Well, we are just so excited as well because here on the Master's Call, we archive all of the messages from the beginning of this call until now. And it's amazing that we have been here almost 7 years since 2010. So that's a whole lot of messages to just to feast on. So if you would like to go back and hear some of the previous messages, or if you want to share them with a friend or a family member or a coworker, you can do, not that your coworker can't be your friend, but if you want to share them with your coworker as well, you can do that by going to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you will just be enriched, enhanced, and empowered by all the messages that are archived. So if you want to go back and hear the playback of today's call, or if you want to share that with a family, a friend, or a coworker, you can do so by going to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Now, there's a few of you who may not be able to get on the call because you have to pay to do so. Well, we have a bridge number, and that bridge number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707, and you follow the prompts, and that would bridge you right into the master's call, and you will not have to pay. Immediately following this call is the MMC, the Morning Motivational Call, and you will go to, in order to hear that call, to get on that call, you go to 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. And today is Testimonial Thursday. Well, the company that brought us all together is Artist International, now known as Artist Life, and it is a wellness company. It was founded over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. And to find out more about that, about Artist Life, you can go to the person who told you about this call, and they will be happy to share this opportunity with you. Because I know that an apartment with artists will change your life forever. Now, you always hear us say that you are welcome to join us here on the Master's Call as a greeter, as you heard Minister Sharon so beautifully do, or as a host, as you hear me doing, or God might have put a word on you that you can hardly wait to share it with someone. Do not hesitate, because we are always welcoming you, and we're always looking forward to having you join our team. If that is you, if God has been keeping you up at night because you've been hearing his voice say, you know, you really need to get involved with the Master's Call team, well, you can go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be in touch with you. Oh, I need to get some water. Also, we are a place of prayer, and we always hold prayer afterwards on Fridays. We keep the lines open for prayer. However, if it's not on a Friday, please know that you can contact us at info@themasterscall.net with your prayer request or your praise report. And please know that we are always praying for you. Now, so much for the announcements, because I will come back with more announcements, but now it is time for me to introduce our speaker of the half hour, and that is none other than our very own Minister Robin B. Wilson, who is an ordained minister in the state of New Jersey, nutrition program specialist, and her favorite scripture verse, which is one of my favorites. And people say, well, if it's your favorite, you can't have but one. No, well, I have several favorite scripture verses, and this is one of them that is also a favorite of Minister Robin, and that is, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. And that's found in Matthew 6:33. Minister Robin is a devoted servant of God, a licensed and ordained minister, an elder at FFMWOC Church, a nutrition specialist, and a businesswoman. Her mission is twofold. She loves to pray, teach, and share the word of God, knowing by assisting others in by spirit, soul, and body, their lives will change and something will happen. Minister Robin assists those struggling to maintain a healthy lifestyle by improving their lifestyle, by giving their, I'll do that again. Minister Robin assists those struggling to maintain a healthy lifestyle, improve their lifestyle, change their lifestyle, and also find alternative ways of eating healthy. She believes that no matter where you are in life, a healthier diet leads to a healthier life, which will make anyone a healthier individual, spirit, soul, and body. Minister Robin states, although it may not be easy, whether knowledgeable or not, you can start where you are. She is a living testimony of you can live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. No matter what happened, will happen, or is happening now in your life, you can live a victorious lifestyle in Christ Jesus. Believe it, conceive it, and take steps to achieve it. You can be all God said you can be, because there is nothing impossible to them that believe. Get ready and prepare to receive our very own fantabulous, wonderful, my sister in the Lord, a genuine, genuine soldier in the Lord, in the battle of the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, Minister Robin Wilson. Minister Robin, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Willa?
Yes, I can, my sister. And please know that we are praying for your family and you on the passing of your cousin, Santavian Pierce. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you, dear sister. Good morning, dear family. I want to say thank you to each and every single one of you. Thank you to our host. Thank you to our greeter. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Dr. P.K. Robert Statton. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, thank you, thank you, family. And thank you, saints of God. I love each and every single one of you. And I just want to share with you what the Lord put on my heart for me. I always ask him, Father, what do you want me to say or to teach your children? And he always starts with me because I'm one too. So this is dear to my heart. And I want to say first and foremost, because this is such a sweet, important time for us this week, and every day is important, but we know that our God, he died and he rose again. And I like how it's Testimony Thursday. And I also like what Minister Sharon said, that we know that it is truly, truly well with our God. So I'm not going to go on and on and on. I'll just get to what the Lord has put on my heart. And the message today is our Lord, our hope. So, Father, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, and I thank you so much. I honor you. I extol your greatness. I am so glad that you are the lover of my soul. I am so glad that you are our Lord. You are our King, and you are our hope. So with that, my King, less of me and more of you, as I bring forward your word to your children, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, one of the scriptures that I have for you, you can find in Romans 15, verse 13, and it reads, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that is so, so true. I know that 2018, for many of us, and especially I know for me, it has started off really, really rough with challenges and obstacles. And a word that God gave me was suddenly. So all these things that have occurred, it has just been one after another. And many of us can say, oh, my goodness. But our God is our Lord, and he is our hope. And we're not going to complain. We may not understand. We may not know why these things happen. But the most important thing is we that live in this earth and vessel, we can say that we have his grace, we have his mercy, and that we are going to continue because our God, he reigns and he is keeping us no matter what. So having said all of that and looking at all of these life happenstances and through each and every single one of them, we know that God is in charge. We know that he is our hope. And even at these circumstances that may have occurred, guys, they may be dictating your thoughts. They may cause you sometimes to doubt. They may cause you to be so overwhelmed that it looks like nothing is going to change. It could be a doctor's report. It could be a debt. It could be the finances. But know that none of this took your God by surprise. Know that he's the one that began this great work in you. Know that you have a race and you are going to finish it. Know that you win no matter what, whether you are here or whether you are with the King of Kings. We win no matter what. He has prepared, and he said, Robin, I've prepared a magnificent future for you. So, saints of God, he prepared a magnificent future for you. So don't be concerned. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't let the things that happen in life, and I like calling them life happenstances. They happen. We may not understand them, but we continue to move forward knowing that there's a race that we are going to win. So we're going to remain focused. We're keeping our eyes on Jesus because we know that he is the author. He is the perfecter. He is the one who finished. And if he did it, he said that we can do it. And he is looking at each and every single one of us. He is at the right hand of the Father. He's making intercession for us. And he is saying, move forward, my child. Move forward, my daughter. Move forward, my son. You can and you will do all things through me. So in your weakness, he is made strong. When you have no peace, he is the God of peace. When you feel like you can't be comforted, know that he is your comforter. When you think you are alone, you're never alone. He said he'll never, ever, ever leave you nor forsake you. When you look at your pocketbook, your checkbook, your iPhone, your Android phone, your bank account, and it looks bleak, he said, I'll provide all your needs. I'm the one who supplies them. So know that he is your God. Know that he is your Lord. Know that he is your hope. And it doesn't matter what it looks in the natural, because all those things are subject to change. Glory to God. So with all the grief that has taken place, you know what? Joy comes in the morning. And you can say, Father, I'm trusting you. Father, you know the plan. You know the purpose. You knew it before the foundation of the world. So I'm trusting you no matter what. So if you look at Isaiah 61, it states, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. It's verses 10 through 11. My soul shall be joyful in my God. Say that, saints. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, and as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth. It's a new season. It's springtime. It's resurrection time. Our King lives. We know that righteousness is springing forth. We know that it will get easier. It will be better. Knowing that you have a bright and a glorious future. Knowing that you're going to continue the race that was set before you. Knowing that your hope is in him. You trust him. You remember his promises. You wait for his timing. You endure, you endure, you endure the pain. Knowing that he is your hope. Knowing that you will rejoice. Knowing that he is your all-sufficiency. Knowing that you will succeed. Keeping your eyes on him. Knowing that Jesus is Lord. Knowing that he is the same today, the same yesterday, the same forever. He is our Lord and he is our hope. Back to you, Minister Willis.
Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for that rich, powerful, much-needed word. And I will be calling you back after our to give us our benediction. Now we're going to go before the Lord in prayer and pray over our prayer requests. Father, we come to you this morning so thankful, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, your love. For it is in you we move and we breathe and we have our very being. Father, we thank you so much that as Minister Robin has told us, you are our joy. My soul shall be joyful in my God. So no matter what the situation, Lord, our souls are joyful in you because you have everything we need. You are the God of peace. You are the God of provision. You are the God of healing. You are the God of forgiveness. You are our God, and our soul shall be joyful. Thank you for blessing Minister Robin to bring that rich word. Thank you, O God, and I ask that you continue to use her, Lord. And, Father, even as she goes through this time in her life, Father, I pray that you continue to comfort her, that you continue to give her that peace, that you continue to inspire Minister Robin because she is such an inspiration to others. Lord, I ask that you bless her going out and her coming in. Father, I lift up Minister Robin's family right now on the homegoing of her 17-year-old cousin, Zantavian Pierce. Father, we lift up the entire family. Father, we pray the Philippians 4, 6, and 7 over them, that you give them peace that passes all understanding. We lift up his parents, the Graham and Pierce family. God, we just don't even, many of us don't even understand what they're going through, but you understand. Father, we lift up the Morgan family because of the drive-by shooting of Minister Kai's son, Christopher's friend, yes, that family is also in mourning. But Father, as I said, because of everything you've done for us, because you went to the cross before you, because you were scorned, spat upon, ridiculed. Lord, because you had nails pierced in your hands and in your feet, because of all of that, and because you rose again, you know. So, Father, I pray that you be the God of peace, the God of provision, the God of comfort and love for our families, Lord, and for all of our families who've experienced the transition of a loved one. Father, we continue to lift up Minister Cynthia. Family. Lord, thank you that her brother, oh God, is out of pain. But Lord, there is a loss in the hearts of the family. Lord, we just ask that you continue to touch them in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, that as family members and friends travel to the homegoing celebration, that they have traveling grace and mercy, that they be comforted, oh Lord. And Father, let Minister Cynthia be that encourager and that comforter as you comfort her, Lord, because you said, as we are comforted, that with which we shall comfort others. Father, we pray for those who are on our blessed to be well list. We pray for Minister Kai's uncle, Renix Franklin. We lift up our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Father, we lift up our Kendra Carter. We lift up, oh God, all who have been experiencing some kind of illness, some kind of affliction, Lord. We lift up Minister Sharon Starwars, and thank you so much for touching her voice. We lift up our Minister Jackie, oh God. Father, you said by your stripes we are healed. Not we were healed, but we are healed, and that's in the now. So thank you for the now. And Father, as Minister Robin says, sometimes you do things suddenly. Oh God, we ask that you run your nail scarred hand up and down their bodies suddenly, extracting all illness, all infirmities, all disease. And we thank you, Lord, that you've also told us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Now, Lord, I lift up the entire TMC family right now as we celebrate this Holy Week, as we celebrate this Maundy Thursday where you washed the disciples' feet. We may not be washing one another's feet, Lord, but put in our hearts to love one another as you have loved us. Put in our hearts to be true disciples of Jesus so that when people see us, they won't have to go by anything that we're wearing that says, I love Jesus or Jesus is mine, but they go by our countenance and our character because it mimics you. And Father, as we commemorate Good Friday, wow, Lord, it was a gloomy time, but there is goodness in it because you rose again. Hallelujah. With all power in your hand. There is nothing that we can't overcome. So we praise you, Lord. Lord, now I lift up, as I said, every family member who's on this line today. You know what we each stand in need of. We thank you, Lord, that you said that victory is ours. You said in your word that you would do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ever ask or think, according to the power that's already down in our DNA. That's the power that's already down in us. And we submit these prayer requests to you, Lord, knowing, Lord, that the blood still works, knowing, Lord, that you have already answered our prayers, and we give you praise and call it done. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, the name that never loses its power, Jesus, 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 amen. Well, my TMC family, you are going to want to go back and hear that wonderful message, that powerful message that Minister Robin brought to us. And to hear the playback, you can go to 712-435-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-435-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. And remember, immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 1094-6294-617-pound. Again, 294-617-pound. Now, I encourage you to take this word that you have heard this morning and affirm that it is for you. And as Minister Robin said in her, and as I read her bio, believe, say it, believe it, live it, it is yours. Thank you, Minister Sharon, for greeting and seating our family in the telecommunications sanctuary. Again, thank you, our TMC family, for starting your day off with us. And thank you, Minister Robin, for that powerful word. And I will call you back to give us our benediction. Everyone have a blessed Resurrection Sunday, a blessed Resurrection Week. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just know I just love me some you. Go out and have a fantabulous, extra special day today. Minister Robin, are you there?
I am. Saints of God, our King is saying to us, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet through trials, yeah, they're going to come. But we know that Christ has regarded our helpless estate and have shed his own blood for each and every single one of us. So we can say, it is well, it is well, it is well with our soul, because the resurrected one lives big in each and every single one of us. He's our hope. God bless you, and I love you. Bye-bye.